WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Washington, D.C. is getting hit with a rare snowstorm. CBS's Rob Marciano is there.
We already have 3 or 4 inches of snow on the ground. Buses are running, but it is so slow go, such a slow go here. You can barely see the Capitol.
Lawmakers will have to make their way to Capitol Hill to vote on certifying results of the November presidential election. President Biden on a process that was routine before January 6th.
We gather to certify the results of a free and fair presidential election and ensure a peaceful transfer of power.
Amelia Perez and the Brutalist, big winners at the Golden Globe Awards on CBS. Adrian Brody took Best Performance for a Male Actor in The Brutalist.
I often credit my mother for her influence on me as an artist, but Dad, you are the foundation of this family, and all this love that I receive flows back to you.
They both crashed his interview after he won. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A 28-year-old Wausau man is dead after a car crash on December 30th, where two cars collided near the intersection of State Highway 52 and County Road X in Wausau. Elroy Hendrickson was transported to a local hospital with life-threatening injuries. The Marathon County Medical Examiner's Office says that Mr. Hendrickson did die from his injuries. And only one baby was born in Wausau on New Year's Day. Derek Tritz has the details.
Vincent Joseph Bergano entered the world on January 1st, 2025, at 1:39 p.m. in the Aspirus Wausau Hospital, hogging all the local spotlight for himself. Last year, the hospital welcomed zero new babies on New Year's Day. While it's tradition for many of us to learn about the first babies born into the world each year, having a birthday on New Year's Day is rare and is the second least common birthday behind Christmas, according to data from the National Center for Health Statistics. Bergano is not only one of the first to be born in the new year, but is also among the first to join the new generation, Generation Beta.
And energy experts say that Wisconsin is expected to see over a $4 billion investment in clean energy projects over the coming years. A number of long-term energy projects are planned in the Midwest that will either be completely or partially located in Wisconsin. One of those projects includes the construction of long-range transmission lines for transporting clean energy. Experts say the construction on the projects alone could support thousands of jobs, and when completed, they could produce over 6.5 gigawatts of clean energy. And GasBuddy recently released its 2025 fuel price outlook, forecasting a third consecutive year of lower gas and diesel prices. GasBuddy projects that the yearly national average for gas in 2025 will decline to $3.22 per gallon. Today in central Wisconsin, prices range from $2.79 to $2.85. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Bucks are in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Toronto tonight to take on the Raptors. Milwaukee looking to get out of a rut. They've lost 4 of their last 5 games. Doc Rivers asked if his message is getting through to his players.
I think you guys think we don't say anything or something. You know, what do you think? We're watching film and just it's quiet time? No, I mean, I'm being serious. Like, do you think we're not saying stuff? Like, we say stuff every day. What's not happening is we're getting off the bad starts. We're not moving the ball. We're not playing right. We got to play right. We've done that. We got to get back to doing it.
NFL, for the first time in 6 years, the Bears beat the Packers. It came on a last-second field goal, the final Chicago 24, Green Bay 22. Next, the Packers play the Eagles in Philly, Sunday at 3:30 in the playoffs.
We don't hang our heads about this. We just use it to learn, use it to go forward. You know, it is just disappointing because, you know, we should have won that game.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs near 23. For tonight, mostly cloudy and a low near 8. Partly sunny, highs near 20 on Tuesday. For Tuesday night, mostly cloudy and lows in the single digits. Mid-teens on Wednesday, mostly sunny Thursday, 22.
Right now, 12 degrees.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain.
Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I am live from Madison and welcome singer-songwriter Katie Scullin into the studio. Then Matt Miller and I discuss award season and 2025 upcoming movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
It is Monday, January the 6th of 2025. Currently at our downtown studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. A lot of blue skies out there. Plenty of, looks like it's going to be a sunny one. A few clouds out there, but temperature stands at 10 degrees above zero. Wind chill factor is an even 0 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up this morning, a little bit later on at 9:21, we'll be joined by Marathon County Democratic Party leader Nancy Stencil to talk about where we are here in the beginning part of 2025. She is not pulled back. She is going to continue to work for the issues and the policies she believes in. And I'm going to ask her about what keeps her going. Obviously, last November was a difficult evening. The results were difficult, despite the fact, yes, that in the state of Wisconsin, we have a narrower Republican majority. But still, it is a Republican majority, and it's still a rather significant Republican majority in both houses of the state legislature. Obviously, we have a criminal president of the United States being brought back into office. We have, again, slight majorities for the Republican Party in the national legislature. So what keeps her going? And also, what is she going to be focusing on here as we start in 2025? And what should Democrats and liberals and progressives be thinking about at the start of Trump 2.0? So we'll talk to Nancy Stencil coming up at 9:21 this morning here on the program. Also, we are going to remember what happened 4 years ago to this day. It's January the 6th. And, of course, January the 6th of 2021 was a much different day than what this day in 2025 will be. What does it mean for today? What does it mean for the future? And what do you recall? What did you take away from January the 6th of 2021? We'd like you to be part of this program. You can either call us or text us at 715-382-9297. 715-382-9297. Again, that is a number that you can use to either call us or text us with your thoughts. And again, especially today, would like to know what your thoughts are going back 4 years ago today. What do you recall from that day? What have you taken away from that day? What does it mean now and for the future? What does it mean that 4 years to the day, Donald J. Trump, felon, will be certified as President of the United States? We'd like to know your thoughts on that. Again, 715-382-9297. You can also use your Civic Media app to join us on the program as well. All you have to do is open up your app. You'll see 98.9 WXCO as the fourth one down. Open that up, and then you'll see a button to call us. You'll see a button to text us. You'll see a button to listen to us live wherever you may be. You'll see a button to send us an email. You'll see a button to go to our website. It's all there. So if you have not downloaded that app, do it right now. Go to your app store, search Civic Media, and then you'll be able to download the app. So again, we want to hear from you as part of this show here today as well. Also coming up on the program, we'll talk about our early week weather forecast. We'll recap the sports weekend as the Packers wrap up their regular season with a disappointing performance against Chicago, but they now know what their road is to the Super Bowl, as the playoffs for the Packers will begin late on Sunday afternoon. So that's all coming up here this morning on the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. Before we go any further, need to say hello and good morning to our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welch. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chen. I tell you, I was watching the Packers and Bears game yesterday, and boy, I was on the edge of my seat, because it's like, you know, even though they lost, I think it was a really close game, honestly. I mean, the Packers were struggling, but then they had a really good comeback, and then they weren't able to stop the Bears' field goal attempt like they did last time.
Right. But
they're still in the playoffs, so always look on the bright side. And
yep, little bit of a sunshine here early on. So you're exactly right. In the end, ultimately, the result did not matter yesterday. They would have been number seven seeded either way, because Washington rallied past Dallas, so the Packers were going to be heading to Philadelphia whether they won or lost yesterday.
That's right.
So the Packers, number seven seed, number two seed, Philadelphia Eagles, and they'll play in the second game of the day coming up on Sunday. We'll have more on that coming up as we continue here on this program. But let's start with a little bit of news of the weekend that came across that may have caught my attention just a little bit. One of the news items that I saw yesterday that just actually two news stories that outside of what we're going to talk about with January the 6th, but I do think there is a connection between everything that has gone on with the Trump administrations for the last decade or so. One thing that came out over the weekend was a woman named Ann Telnase. She has been a cartoonist for the Washington Post for 16 years, and she had put out, well, she had a cartoon that she was going to put on the editorial page of the Washington Post.
Okay.
And it was this cartoon with a massive, basically, Donald Trump on this pedestal. And then there was a picture of many of the billionaires, especially the tech billionaires, the media billionaires, basically on their knee with a sack full of money, a sack with a dollar sign on it. And it was Mark Zuckerberg, and it was a few others involved with the latest donations, the $1 million donations to the Trump inaugural committee. Yeah. And one of the folks in this cartoon was the owner of the Washington Post itself, Jeff Bezos. And Jeff Bezos, one of those that's holding up the money to Donald Trump, saying basically, here's your payoff. Here's your payoff. Don't be mad at us. Don't take away our power. Don't take away our money. Play along with us. And then came down that the Washington Post was not going to publish this cartoon that was accurate. This is what these folks have been doing. The Zuckerbergs, the Bezos, the other billionaires have been on their knees giving money to Donald Trump to try to be nice to Donald Trump so he won't be mean to them.
Kissing the
kissing the ring.
Ring is what we call it.
What Ann Telnes did showed guts that we haven't seen. We did not see this from George Stephanopoulos when ABC News decided to give $15 million to make a lawsuit go away. We have not seen that from other powerful people that really have nothing to lose. They got their money. They're going to be able to survive Donald Trump. It's everybody else. And Ann Telnes quit her job, showed great courage, resigning in protest because the Washington Post did not run this important cartoon that was a snapshot of where we are today.
Well, good for her. I think that was a very mature move on her part.
And it's not the only thing that Jeff Bezos has been involved in that makes one nervous for the future. Because yesterday, there was a story that Amazon, which is also owned by Jeff Bezos. Amazon is owned by Jeff Bezos. The Washington Post is owned by Jeff Bezos. He has this rocket ship company that is also owned by Jeff Bezos. But this story came out yesterday. Amazon licenses Melania Trump documentary as Jeff Bezos cozies up to president-elect. It's a perfect headline. I have to give CNBC the credit for that one, because so often these headlines are tried to be watered down to make them sound less sinister. But Amazon Prime Video announced it's licensing a documentary film about once and future First Lady Melania Trump. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, again, part of the bullet points of this story, which we need in this time frame, this 2025 era, Trump 2.0, to be very specific about what's going on. Mm-hmm. And the CNBC bullet point said Amazon founder Jeff Bezos previously planned to donate $1 million to the inaugural fund of President-elect Donald Trump and killed a Washington Post endorsement of Vice President Kamala Harris just before the election last fall. And then it added, a Washington Post cartoonist quit after the Bezos-owned newspaper spiked a cartoon showing Bezos, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, and others kneeling before Trump. So if you're counting on people like Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg and others to protect our democracy, you're going to be found lacking in what they do. And it means that you yourself have to take the steps to protect our democracy. Mm-hmm. And again, it is incredibly frustrating to see these billionaires basically kowtowing to fascism in order to protect their own investments.
Sad.
And not only has, in addition to that, there's a third story that has come out basically, that according last night to Oliver Darcy, who does a newsletter on the media, layoffs are slated to hit the Washington Post this week. Dozens are expected to be impacted. And I responded to this posting on Blue Sky by saying, well, somebody has to pay for the $1 million Bezos gifted to Trump, and it sure wasn't going to be Bezos. So in this era, we're going to need more reporting, not less. One of the richest people in the world, one of the richest people in history, Jeff Bezos, is going to cut staff at the Washington Post. So those are three little stories, I think, that connect with what we're going to talk about a lot here this hour, which is the anniversary of January the 6th.
Right.
So we're going to have that coming up as we continue here this morning. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Well, I have seen you stung
by poisonous fly. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Metnair on Air.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com. Bluechew.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can join us by calling or texting us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to be part of the program here this morning on 98.9 WXCO. And normally at this time, we would visit with our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, but Brittany feeling a bit under the weather today, so she'll not be with us. But weather-wise, looks pretty quiet, so probably a good day that she could get better today. Looks like plenty of sunshine, a bit chilly, but a high near 21 degrees. North winds 8 to 10 miles per hour, gusting as high as 18 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low dipping to 8 above zero. Then more of the same tomorrow, partly sunny and a high near 20, and then mostly cloudy on Wednesday and a high near 16. Right now, mostly cloudy skies in downtown Wausau. 10 degrees above zero is the temperature with those northwest winds at 6 miles per hour. The wind chill factor is zero. Dew point of 5, relative humidity of 80%, the barometer at 30.24 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. Well, let's talk a bit about what today is. It is January the 6th. Four years ago, an insurrection occurred on the grounds of the United States Capitol. And over the years, the stories have changed in terms of how those on the MAGA right have looked at this attack on the Capitol. Nowadays, you hear Donald Trump calling it, "It was a day of love." A day of love, says Donald Trump. Ron Johnson says, these are people that love their country. Yeah, they're destroying the Capitol. They're defecating on desks and the floors of the United States Capitol. But in the immediate aftermath of what happened back on January the 6th of 2021, there was almost nobody that was defending what occurred. Only a handful of far-right extremists,
basically were towing that line that it was an inside job and these people were really not Trump supporters, even though they waving their flags around and wearing the Trump gear and everything else. Even Donald Trump, as Adam Kinzinger wrote in a good little piece on his website, he calls Trump the king of lies. You got Michael Jackson, the king of pop. You got the king of golf, Arnold Palmer, and you got the king of lies, Donald Trump. Even Trump, the king of lies, initially called it a heinous attack and a calamity. And now Donald Trump, the same guy that has been promising to pardon those in jail for this attack on democracy, has been saying that he's going to be, you know, releasing them, pardoning them, showing these true American patriots the love that they deserve. But back then, even Donald Trump, the king of lies, warned that lawbreakers will pay. But then, the weeks that followed, then the false claims of leftist agitators and an inside job with the government started to spread.
Yeah.
Fringe lawmakers described members of the mob as mere tourists who had been granted access to the Capitol. But even Donald Trump, within weeks after that, started to change his tune, echoing the notion that the rioters had been ushered into the building. Let's get back to the truth here. And that's the thing that we have to do. We have to talk about the truth in terms of what is going on here. And January 6th did not just happen. It was not a spontaneous combustion of something that was going on.
No.
It was a culmination of months of lies concerning the election from Donald Trump. He was trying to let people know that he felt that it was a rigged election, that he really had won. And not only did he win, he had won by a landslide. And then Trump and the people around Trump spread rumor after rumor after rumor, filed lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit, lost every time. Never has any proof coming out that Donald Trump won this election. But yet, to this very day, all those lies continue to affect what happens not only in Washington, but in our own communities. Do you think that the mayor of Wausau would have gone and removed a drop box with his hard hat on, with his vest on, if Donald Trump had not continually, over and over and over again, claimed that he had won the election and that the election of 2020 was rigged? No.
I don't know.
Doug Dinney would not have done that if Donald Trump had just come out and said, I lost the election. No. Instead, the idea that somehow elections are not secure allowed Doug Dinney to pull that stunt and pull away a drop box and take it into his office. So this is not just a one day, 4 years ago tragedy. This has been a tragedy that was in the making for months before that, and it's a tragedy that is continuing to this very day. Going to have more. Again, I want to, again, talk about what exactly happened. The truth. Because when you hear Ron Johnson and Donald Trump talk about it, it's like a make-believe story of something that did not happen. Coming up, we're going to get an information update. Obviously, it's going to be a busy day. I mean, the man that sparked the insurrection 4 years ago today is going to be certified President of the United States today. May be part of our news update coming up, may not be. We'll find out. Information update, news, sports, entertainment, weather, all straight ahead. The time is 8:29. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
Listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Eric Humpty's defamation suit against several Wisconsin TV stations continues. Lisa Hale has the story.
Eric Hovde, the Republican who ran for Senate against Tammy Baldwin, accused several TV stations of defamation for airing commercials by the Democratic Political Action Group, Win Senate PAC. Brown County Judge Donald Zweedmulder heard arguments Thursday on a motion to dismiss the lawsuit. He gave no ruling, but instead gave the attorneys more time to submit written arguments.
The suit names the parent companies of Channel 7, WSAW-TV, Gray Media, Nexstar, and Scripps Media. It also named Sinclair Broadcasting. Zweedmulder anticipates issuing a ruling in the coming weeks. And the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has reported an increase in homelessness of nearly 4% in the state last year. According to their data, over 5,000 people experienced homelessness at some point in 2024. The report also found that over 200 unaccompanied kids experienced homelessness. The unhoused population has grown across the country over recent years as people struggle with rising home prices, stagnant wages, and inflation. And a 50-year-old Port Edwards Boxing Club is looking for a new home. Ken Hilgers and his boxing club have used the Port Edwards YMCA for the past 13 years. But because of the aging building, they've been forced to close down as of the beginning of the year. Now, on a search for a new space, Ken Hilgers has trained over 15,000 boxers, and he averages 30 new faces per year. And the Wausau Fire Department is now offering an apprenticeship program to become a firefighter or paramedic. Making livable wages with full-time benefits, you'll get $10,000 in early engagement benefits and $5,000 in tuition reimbursement for paramedic training. It's a 12-month program to complete, but you do earn a certificate. The application can be found at governmentjobs.com. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Mamma Mia, there is a new champ when it comes to stage musical adapted to the big screen. Wicked has been a box office juggernaut since its release in November, and now it's just passed Mamma Mia as the number one musical stage adaptation, according to Pubity.com. The results of the poll apparently sent fans of Mamma Mia into a lather on social media. The friendly competition and debate between the two films should continue as Mamma Mia has a third installment in the works, and the Cynthia Erivo, Ariana Grande-led Wicked will see Chapter 2 hit theaters next November. If you don't like to watch horror films, there is the option to sidestep the blood and creep and just read the script. Deadline's Read the Screenplay series has made the script for the recently released Nosferatu available at Deadline.com. The screenplay was adapted by Robert Eggers, who is also the director. Nosferatu stars Bill Skarsgård and has received rave reviews and is currently in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs near 23. For tonight, mostly cloudy and a low near 8. Partly sunny, highs near 20 on Tuesday. For Tuesday night, mostly cloudy and lows in the single digits. Mid-teens on Wednesday, mostly sunny Thursday, 22.
Right now, 12 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will preview the inauguration of the Wisconsin State Senate and Wisconsin State Assembly and look forward to what's ahead in 2025. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
On Monday night, the Marathon High School boys basketball team travels to Colby for a non-conference matchup. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip set for 7:15. Marathon Basketball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Marathon Park City, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Brickner's of Little Chicago, County Materials, the People's State Bank, Marathon Cheese, the Dirks Group, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. It's Marathon at Colby in high school boys basketball, Monday night starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Yesterday. Well, we're trying to learn some lessons from 4 years ago. Today, on the anniversary of the January 6th, 2021 insurrection at the United States Capitol in the aftermath of Donald Trump losing the presidential election. The time is 8:36, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, if you want to join us with your thoughts on what happened 4 years ago or anything else on your mind, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. You can send us a text or call us both at that same number or by using the Civic Media app as well. But as we move forward, accountability. And that's one thing that's been frustrating about this entire era that we've been in. And I mentioned just a few moments ago talking about how if Donald Trump's lies about the election of 2020 did not happen, does Doug Dinney take a Dropbox and try to make a political statement there? No. And we're still waiting for any sort of accountability when it comes to the mayor. I'm not saying there won't be any. The Department of Justice in Madison investigating. But has there been any accountability for Donald Trump? He's returning to the White House. Has there been any accountability for a guy that was knee-deep in this fraud 4 years ago today? One Senator Ron Johnson of the state of Wisconsin. Do you remember the false electors issue that Ron Johnson was part of? And the lies that he has told since then? According to Ron Johnson, he was just an innocent bystander. He had no idea what was going on. That really wonderful excuse there, Ron. But was there ever any accountability for Ron Johnson? No. I mean, after that occurred, he ran for re-election and he won again. The people of the state saw what Ron Johnson did, said, okay, Ron, we're going to give you 6 more years in the United States Senate. And again, what happened 4 years ago? Not what Donald Trump said happened, this day of love. Not what Ron Johnson said, all these people love America. What really did happen? Well, basically around this time, 4 years ago, Vice President Mike Pence walked into the U.S. Capitol as he had been facing for days and days and days pressure from Donald Trump, who had already twisted the arms of governors and election officials around the country to change the result of the election in his favor. And what Donald Trump wanted to do was to see Mike Pence put his finger on the scale and to be able to make Donald Trump president of the United States for 4 more years. Well, Mike Pence, in the greatest moment of his political life, I would say, was not going to do that. That
These were duly elected and qualified members of the Electoral College. They deserved to put in their votes. And when the folks that, well, first of all, that morning, January the 6th of 2021, Donald Trump held a rally. Yeah, the losing candidate held a rally to rile up his supporters, to rile them up, to lather them up in order to do what they ultimately did. Donald Trump held a rally on the Ellipse in Washington near the Capitol, in which Trump repeated his false claim that the election had been stolen, and then he told the crowd on this day of love, quote, "If you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore," end quote. Those were the words Donald Trump gave to these far-right MAGA loyalists that he had himself called to Washington that day, the day where the Electoral College was going to be certified, where Joe Biden was going to be certified as President of the United States. But Mike Pence was not going to do Donald Trump's dirty work. And as Pence began the electoral vote count, thousands of Trump supporters, and don't forget this aspect, many of them armed, stormed the Capitol. Some chanted they wanted to hang Mike Pence for refusing to block the certification. They set up a place to hang him, too. You've seen the pictures. Trump is the leader of everything that would then happen. According to the indictment from the Office of Special Counsel Jack Smith, Trump directed those supporters to the Capitol to, quote, "obstruct the certification proceeding and exert pressure," end quote, on Pence. The indictment further states, after it became public on the afternoon of January 6th that the vice president would not fraudulently alter the election results, a large and angry crowd, including many individuals whom the defendant had deceived into believing the vice president could and might change the election results, violently attacked the Capitol and halted the proceeding. The FBI estimates that between 2,000 and 2,500 people entered the Capitol building during the attack. There weren't just a few folks. Thousands of people entered the Capitol building. And some of those certainly were looking to hurt or even kill elected officials, from the vice president to the Speaker of the House to members of Congress, that were not going to overlook the will of the people, overturn the will of the people, and make Donald Trump the loser of the 2020 election, the winner. They entered the Capitol building, participated in vandalism and looting, including in the offices of members of Congress. Rioters assaulted Capitol police officers. They occupied the empty Senate chamber while federal law enforcement officers defended the evacuated House floor. You remember that. Day of love, Donald Trump says. These people love America, Ron Johnson says. Within 36 hours, five people had died. One was shot by Capitol Police. Another died of a drug overdose. Three died of heart attacks or strokes, including a police officer who died the day after being assaulted by rioters. Many were injured, including 174 police officers. Four other officers who responded to the attack died by suicide within 7 months. Later, Mike Pence made a quote that I think was strong and at the same time shows the weakness of our country when it's come to the aftermath of this horrible, horrible day. Pence said, "President Trump was wrong. I had no right to overturn the election. and his reckless words endangered my family and everyone at the Capitol that day. And this is the money shot right here. And I know history will hold Donald Trump accountable. Maybe history will hold Donald Trump accountable. But up to this point, 4 years to the day since then, Donald Trump has not been held accountable. In fact, in the 4 years since then, we have seen where theoretically, and I'm assuming, again, I'm not a constitutional scholar, I will admit that, but in the aftermath of this, the United States Supreme Court has said that a president has absolute immunity for their actions in office if they believe these are actions that are being made in their role as president of the United States. So not only has Donald Trump not been held accountable for his actions on January the 6th and the run-up to January the 6th of 2021, if this was to happen again, there would certainly be no consequences because the Supreme Court of the United States of America has said a president is immune to prosecution for basically anything. And not just that, Trump has not been held accountable because in so many different ways, and one of the things that I have brought up in recent weeks is the fact that we know what happened here in Wausau back in late September, in October, when Doug Dinney removed the Dropbox. There's not a lot of doubt about what happened. I mean, in terms of what happened, what are we looking at here? And it's very similar to what happened on January the 6th. I think we saw it. We know it. And yet, it's taken, longer than necessary to figure out where we're going from here when it comes to the investigation of the mayor of Wausau. And it took forever for anything to get going in terms of the investigation of Donald Trump and his actions on January the 6th. And because of that dragging, he was able to run for president again and win the presidency. A week after the attack, the House of Representatives impeached Trump for incitement of insurrection. Let me say that again. Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, was impeached for incitement of insurrection. In a sane democracy, if nothing happened beyond that, that would be disqualifying for office again. Not a platform to run on 4 years later. In February 2021, after Trump had left office, the Senate voted 57-43 in favor of conviction, but fell short of the required two-thirds majority, resulting in his acquittal. So 57 of the 100 senators said yes, Donald Trump was guilty of incitement of insurrection. And again, if that's not disqualifying, I don't know what would be. But in the end, it did not. Because from that point forward, Republicans have put up the roadblocks towards real justice for Donald Trump. You remember what happened after that? You would think after the United States Capitol was run through by thousands of insurrectionists that the entire government come together to try to see what happened and then what to do after that. But Senate Republicans then blocked a bill to create a bipartisan independent commission to investigate the attack, leaving the House to organize its own select committee. And because of that, it allowed Republicans to be very critical of that committee because very few Republicans were then part of the investigative process. Going to talk a little bit more because I want people to know right now the true history of what's happened here. What we are acknowledging happened 4 years ago. Not a day of love, like Donald Trump says. Not people who love America, like Ron Johnson says. So a few more points to be made coming up in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.9 FM and 1230 AM, Bull Falls Radio.
Here's to a Wisconsin winter you will always remember. To playing outdoors in a winter wonderland. Here's to cozying up around the fire and holding someone close. And to staying downtown, where the food scene makes your heart sing. And to celebrating moments frozen in time. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Klayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Chat Home Show 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. January the 6th of 2025, the fourth anniversary of the insurrection on the United States Capitol. Also the day today that we will have Donald Trump be certified as President of the United States for his term starting in 2 weeks. And I felt as though it was important to be very basic here early on. Again, not to try to rant and rave about this, but to be able to piece together what exactly happened when you have so much falsehoods being put out there by Donald Trump and Ron Johnson and other MAGAs. And again, there was a House committee to investigate the insurrection. It was a panel made up of 7 Democrats and 2 Republicans, because the Republicans, again, how can you consider yourself a serious person if you're a Republican after what happened with thousands of folks desecrating the United States Capitol to say, no, we're not going to have a bipartisan independent commission. Oh, we can't do that. Complete dereliction of duty. So then the House did have a select committee. But because there were 7 Democrats and only 2 Republicans, oh, then Republicans and MAGAs had every reason to ignore completely what they said. And after hearing from more than 1,000 witnesses and 9 televised public hearings, the House's Select Committee identified Donald J. Trump as the, quote, central cause, end quote, of the Capitol attack by the pro-Trump mob. That panel, again, 7 Democrats and 2 Republicans, voted unanimously to recommend charges to the Justice Department to prosecute Donald J. Trump for seeking to overturn the results of the 2020 election. However, by that point, then Merrick Garland finally would appoint a special counsel to investigate. And then
the council would investigate. And then finally, in August of 2023, Trump was indicted on four charges by the Justice Department. But the big number there is 2023, August of 2023. Too late. The campaign was already underway, months away from the first votes. And of course, we have seen in recent weeks, in the aftermath of the re-election of Donald J. Trump to the presidency, all charges were dismissed. And again, the day of love, Donald Trump says, the day of love. People who love this country, Ron Johnson says. 1,424 people have been charged with federal crimes related to the riot. Let me say that again. 1,424 people charged. And not only that, 1,010 pled guilty, and 1,060, either those that pled guilty or have been convicted in a court of law, 1,060 have been sentenced. The longest sentence thus far is for a man named Enrique Tarrio, then the chairman of the Proud Boys. You know the Proud Boys, people that Donald Trump wants to stand by and be ready. He received a 22-year prison term. Will Donald Trump pardon Enrique Tarrio? Will he pardon the other 1,060 that have been sentenced? We'll see. 2 weeks from today, he'll have that opportunity, starting on the 20th of January, 2 weeks from today. But the point I'm trying to make here is this revisionist history of what happened 4 years ago, downplaying the violence. Anybody who saw those hearings, heard the audio, saw the video, knows how violent that day was. And then there's all the conspiracy theories, all of the conspiracy theories. And then I think the most disgusting aspect of it, Donald Trump and the people around him, turning these criminals, these traitors to the United States of America, treating them and portraying them as hostages and martyrs. Donald Trump constantly calling them the January 6th hostages. Again, Trump thinks this was a day of love. He has promised that 2 weeks from today, the first day of his administration, he would consider pardons. He didn't say he's going to do it. So I have to be fair there. He's going to consider them for those who have been prosecuted for their roles on January the 6th. And not only is he thinking about releasing the folks who have been convicted of crimes against the United States of America, he said a few weeks ago that members of the House committee that investigated this insurrection, quote, should go to jail. So Donald J. Trump, the man behind the attempted coup, the insurrection of the United States government, is now going to become president in 2 weeks' time. One just shakes their heads. But at the very least here, let's have the truth of what happened 4 years ago today. Coming up in the second hour, we'll be joined by Nancy Stensel, leader of the Marathon County Democratic Party. Get her thoughts on January the 6th, but also look forward as well. News update coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, a discussion on how progressives shouldn't just focus on a better election year message. They need a better year-round media structure.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like.
Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A powerful snowstorm is bearing down on the nation's capital. Meteorologist Rob Marciano is in Washington.
By Monday night, the D.C. area is expected to get the most snow it's had in 6 years, along with dropping temperatures.
Lawmakers in D.C. will trudge through that snow to get to work to vote on certifying the presidential election results this January 6th. President Biden says the Capitol attack proved
the rules matter. The institutions matter. The safeguards matter. They really matter.
Mr. Biden heads to New Orleans today. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The president and first lady will meet with the families of the victims of the deadly New Year's Day attack. The visit coincides with the official start of the Mardi Gras season in New Orleans, and the mayor has asked the White House for more security resources.
We've learned the Army veteran who staged that attack on Bourbon Street visited the city at least twice before and used Meta smart glasses to scope out the scene. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany Merlot with